This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Union Cabinet has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. The projects include doubling of Kodarma Barkakana rail line has been approved at a cost of 3,063 crore rupees, while the doubling of Ballari Chikjajur rail line approved at a cost of 3,342 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that Kodarma Barkakana doubling project of 133 km will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Kodarma Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers ye project 3063 crore ka hai aur ye kafi long distance project hai 133 kilometer ka hai aur ye Patna aur Ranchi ke beech mein shortest line hai isko double karne se Patna se Ranchi ke beech mein movement kafi smooth ho jayega kafi nayi gaadiyan chalai ja sakti hai aur Hazaribagh Chhatra Kodarma Ramgarh ye jo jile hain in jilon ko achhi connectivity isse milegi.
Mr. Vaishnav said the second project, Ballari Chikjajur doubling rail line of 185 km, will connect Mangalore Port to Secunderabad. He said that these projects will be completed in 3 years. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil, including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb overall inflation. An advisory has been issued to edible oil associations and industry stakeholders to ensure that the full benefit of the reduced duty is passed on to consumers. Finance Ministry has said that speculation and claims that the merchant discount rate will be charged on UPI transactions are completely false, baseless and misleading. It said such baseless and sensation-creating speculations cause needless uncertainty, fear and suspicion among our citizens, and government remains fully committed to promoting digital payments via UPI. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement is feasible by the end of 2025. He said India places a high priority to its relations with the European Union, the centrepiece of which is the Free Trade Agreement negotiations that are making very good progress. UGC has directed institutions who have failed to submit the mandatory anti-ragging undertakings by students to submit the anti-ragging compliance and get online undertakings from all students within 30 days. It has asked these institutions to provide a comprehensive report on measures adopted to prevent ragging within the campus. UGC cautioned that failure to comply within the stipulated time frame may result in regulatory action, including derecognition and withdrawal of UGC grants and funding. A documentary titled Ayurveda, The Double Helix of Life was premiered in New Delhi yesterday, highlighting Ayurveda's potential to transform global healthcare. Minister of State for Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, inaugurated the screening. The 90-minute film showcased Ayurveda's holistic approach to managing chronic diseases, backed by research and evidence. In the ICC World Test Championship final, South Africa were 43 for 4 against Australia at stumps on day one at Lord's in London. Proteas skipper Themba Bavuma and David Beddingham will resume the innings on day two after a power-packed bowling action on the opening day. Akashvani will broadcast ball-by-ball commentary on the WTC final match alternately in Hindi and English. It can be heard on Indraprasth and other channels from 2:55 p.m. to 10 p.m. or till the end of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.